Wisconsin Rapids Democrat Marlon Schneider says with the influx of immigrants in the country and what he calls the bleeding borders, the United States needs to maintain its cohesiveness through language.
When you see the sorts of things that have occurred where people are flying foreign flags in protest against policies of the United States, for example, especially in the southwestern parts of our country, I am frankly very fearful that in the future there will be moves for secession if these populations become the dominant majority and English is not the official language not only of Wisconsin but of the entire country.
Schneider also says an official English law would help immigrants more fully participate in American life. But Dr. Tony Baez, president of Milwaukee's Council for the Spanish-Speaking Incorporated, says the state doesn't need laws enforcing English on immigrants. He says they want to learn.
The insistence by some to propose legislation to do this is grounded on fears, xenophobia, that truly ought not to have a place in an America that was built upon an immigrant experience.
Baez says Schneider's effort is misplaced. He says instead the government should work to provide work opportunities and health care to individuals and families. Schneider says he is looking for a co-sponsor in the legislature before he formally introduces the bill. Katie Fisher, Wisconsin Public Radio.